Brilliant, thank you. Okay, so have you ever had one of those days where everything just goes wrong? Maybe for boys and girls, you go into school and you think, oh, I forgot my homework. I got to do my homework last night, so I'll do it at break time. But then you realise you can't do it at break time because your teacher's due to homework was in first period. Or maybe for adults, maybe you go in to work and you think it's going to be a good day. You check your emails, you're like, oh, I've got a big list to do. We've all had one of those days where you think, oh, I wish I could just go back to bed. So next Tuesday, hopefully we won't have one of those days when we go to Summer Madness. 2 years ago, one of those days happened when we were taking away the tents and the sun was shining and then the heavens opened and it started to rain. And we were like, no. One of those days where we just sent the young people off to the big tent to have their meeting, and myself, Neil, Hannah and Jamie and Aisling took down all the tents. And in the space of those 2 hours, there was tears from me. I'm not going to lie, there was fighting. You're like, oh, I can't do this. This is the wrong bag. For the 2 hours, it was just like, I want to go home. We were drenched. We were soaked. We were grumpy. We had to take down another tent. The minibus came, and we all didn't fit in the minibus. And I was like, oh, what is going on? But everything worked out okay, and we're here to tell the story. In the passage that Karis read was about some of the disciples. They were on the boat, and something happened. It was one of those days. They had just seen Jesus feed 5,000 people with a little boy's lunchbox. Then Jesus sent them off into a boat and said, go off to the next town or city on the boat. I'm going to go away and just spend time and pray on my own. So the disciples were on the boat, and something happened. Wind and waves came. Have anyone ever been on a boat and it's been rough? Yeah? Anyone been sick on a boat? Not good, okay. So imagine these disciples, they were on the boat and the wind, they were sleeping and the wind and waves started to happen and it was a bit rocky, okay? And they became afraid, okay? So let me see your afraid faces. That's smiling face, Ellen. Let me see those afraid faces, those scared faces. Because I'm sure these disciples were terrified, thinking, what on earth is going to happen? I'm on this boat. The waves are coming in the boat. We don't know what to do. And then Peter looks out and sees an image walking on the water. And he begins to scream and get frightened. And he shouts, it's a ghost! But really, it was Jesus. Jesus then spoke to them and said, it's me, okay? It's me, Peter, come out to me. Peter then gets out of the boat and says, if it really is you, Jesus, tell me to come. And he did, and he got out of the boat and he began to walk on the water. Now, I don't know about you, but I know if you were in that boat with the disciples and this, and Peter got out of the boat and started to walk towards Jesus on the water, you'd be like, what on earth is going on? You'd be like, whoa, that's amazing. Or what on earth is this? This is a bit crazy. This is a bit frightening. But then what happened with Peter? Anyone want to tell me? Were you listening? What happened with Peter? Do you know, Ethan? Okay, what happened then? Did he just carry on walking? He began to sink. So Peter took his eyes off Jesus, and he began to sink and began to fall. And then this is what he said immediately. And then he said, but let me see here. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked in the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, why did you doubt? So Peter took his eyes off Jesus, and he began to sink. Jesus then asked him, why do you doubt? Why have you of little faith? I don't know about you, but maybe sometimes things happen in life. Things are like, oh, I can't cope. Or I don't know why that happened. I don't really understand. And we try and fix it. And we think, it's okay. I can make it better. I'm going to do it better myself. So maybe for the boys and girls when you're in school and the teacher shouts at you, which would never happen, sure it wouldn't, Caitlin? No, the teacher doesn't shout. Does the teacher shout at you, Ethan? Maybe. Don't know. Yeah. And maybe you think, oh, well, I don't think that teacher was right. I'm just not going to listen to them. I'm just going to do my own thing. But really, that's the wrong thing to do, because the teacher knows what's best for you. Maybe for us, kids do that, Ruth, with you in class? Do you shout? I can tell you'd be a shouty teacher, wouldn't you? Try not to be. Try, but you are. Ellen, are you a shouty teacher? Are you? Susanna, are you a shouty teacher? Oh, yeah, we're in a test. Daniel, would you be a shouty teacher? These people. This is why I'm their favourite in kids' church. Just saying. Okay, what are you joking? But Jesus reached out and he rescued Peter. For us in our life, there's lots of things that go on in everyday life and we're like, oh, why is this happening? And we maybe want to try and fix it ourselves. But did Peter lose faith? Did he doubt? Or did he just turn away and he let fear take over? So the wind and the waves came, and if I was on a boat and the wind and waves came and the water was coming on the boat, I would be terrified. I'd be thinking, I'm going to sink. I can't really swim that well. I'm going to get wet, and I don't like that. I'm going to be grumpy. So maybe Peter was thinking, oh, this fear took over, and he decided maybe I need to fix it. But Jesus reached out and took care of him. So from this, yes, he might have lost a bit of doubt, he might have lost a bit of faith, but he let fear take over what was happening in that situation. So what are some of the things that we let fear take over in our life? Maybe we think, oh, things aren't going well, I need to fix it. Maybe you're in school, maybe you're in work, maybe you're just not enjoying it, and we're afraid to go in each day. You think, oh, I'm just going to go in and try it, and then hopefully for the best. But are we reading our Bible? Are we talking to God and asking him for strength to get through each day and to get through each situation? Right now, I'll be honest, I need to read my Bible lots. I need to talk to God lots, because come August, I won't be here. I'll be here in church, but I need to look for a new job, okay? And the thing is, that's exciting. It's like, what can I do? Okay, who's going to employ me? Not many people at the minute, but we're getting there. But then we think, oh, this is exciting, and I need to trust God. I have loved my time here, and I will continue to love being here. I will continue to love causing chaos when I help out in different organizations. I will continue to be the person the leader goes, Donna, you can't really do that. But I just love spending time with children and young people. But right now, I'm trusting that God will provide for me. I'm a little bit afraid, but you know what? Everyone is afraid at times. But I'm trusting that God, who loves me, who cares for me, has provided for me in the past, will continue to provide for me. So what is it, the boys and girls, that maybe you're afraid of? Adults that you're afraid of, that you think, oh, I really need God to help me with that. It could be any situation. You might think, but it's really, really simple. Why would God want to help me? But we have a loving God who created us, who cares for us, and wants the best for us. So when we are afraid and we think, oh, I just need some more strength, yes, we can ask for help. So Rab asked Daniel to help him. Elaine begrudgingly asked Jacob to help her. Okay? Rab cheated, didn't he? But the outcome was still okay. But we might think we can have friends to help us. But ultimately, we can go to God, and God will take away that fear, and he will be our strength. So what the first we learned, that we can do anything through God who gives us strength. So when we wake up each day, let's be people who think, I'm going to have a good day because I've read God's word, I've prayed to God, and he's going to get me through whatever lies ahead. So are we going to be people who are afraid? Are we? No, thank you, Jim. Jim's listening. He has to be because he's in the front row. Are we going to be afraid? No, we're going to believe that God is a God. He takes away that fear. And as he reached out to Peter to rescue him and to help him, he's going to do the same for us. So let's not let fear take over, looking at Jesus and looking at God, towards God and what he has for us. Does that make sense? Let me pray, and then Alana's going to come up and she's going to pray for us. And then I think it's time. Over here's a table full of prizes that you've all been eyeing up, and I think you've been good, so you can have some prizes. So let's pray.